VIP Access on OFM.
We are still here on VIP Access, the most exclusive party in Central South Africa, having an awesome night. And tonight, I get to talk to a special woman who knows how to bring her talent to the world and shine and show that she can shine brighter than a diamond. CCV, welcome to VIP Access.
Hey, thanks so much for having me.
It's a pleasure. How was your day?
It was good. We just had a busy day yesterday. This whole week was hectic. Did the Expresso morning show yesterday in Cape Town, so I had to wake up at like 3:30 in the morning. So it was a long day, but it was worth it.
Yeah, no, listen, you have to be busy. That's just what we have to do, pandemic or not.
Yes, definitely.
All right. You have a song out there called Black Light. I don't know what kind of light is that. You must teach me exactly what light is that, because I've never seen a black light before in my life. So let's talk about this
song. That's the point, I think. You can't actually, you can't see black light. If you shine it on something, it sometimes shows things that you can't normally see.
Yeah, I normally see it on movies. That's all and as far as I get to a black light. But now I'm closer to it because you're going to tell me more about it. So let's talk about the song Black Light. When I listened to the song, it was a very nice and beautiful song. And your vocals are magical, I have to say. So tell us more about the song Black Light. What was the message that you were trying to get through?
So the song is basically about walking away from a toxic relationship or any kind of toxic situation. The song applies more to like a relationship, but for me, I kind of feel like it's an anthem just to like, you know, take your power back, walk away from any kind of toxic situation, whether it's a relationship, a friendship, environment or whatever, because I mean, you don't need that in your life. It sucks the life out of you, and it's just, you're so much better off without that.
That is really deep. Wow, like I am really shocked right about now how deep that you can go, Cece. Now let's talk about the people that were involved behind the track. Like, who did you work with? Everyone that got involved behind Blacklight.
Okay, so for the track itself, I worked with a really great producer, Paul Gala from Bad Future, and his wife, Mia, is actually the songwriter behind the song, and I worked closely with them, and they just helped create this whole song and the sound and everything that we wanted to go for, and recorded by them everything. And for the music video, I worked with a director called Joshua Cookson, who I work with quite often for my videos and visuals, and we came up with a really cool concept, and just super proud of this release.
So if your friends and your fans are looking for the song, where can they find it?
So it's available everywhere on all the streaming platforms, Spotify, Apple Music. Music video is on YouTube. You can actually also catch it on MTV Base. It should be playing there too. Pretty much any platform online, you can find the song.
Oh, that is just awesome. I'm going to be the first one to go after it. I'm telling you now. So are you working on a project right about now? Can we expect like an album or an EP coming from you very soon?
Yes, we've actually got a lot of really cool stuff on the way, so I'm super excited. Definitely an EP on the way later this year. You can expect it towards end of October, early November. We're actually shooting a new music video for one of the songs tomorrow. Literally was planning that, finishing off the planning this afternoon. And so there's lots more music and lots more content to come.
So busy, busy, busy CCV all the time.
Love being busy. I love what I do, so it's good.
Oh, that's just so awesome. So can you, like, spoil the title of the project for us? exclusive, you know.
Well, I have played this song on a live stream once, so this is an exclusive, so whoever hears it, the other people who will know. So it is going to be called Past Midnight.
Ooh. You are deep, Cece. But hey, now we got that special, and I love that. So now if anyone wants to follow you on social media, how can they find you?
Okay, so I'm on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, even though I don't use Twitter that much, but mainly Instagram and Facebook. So you can search for CCV. It's spelled C-E-C-E, and then a space, and then V-E-E. Or you can search CCV Music. That's my handle everywhere. Also on TikTok a little bit. So if you're on there, you can check it out there too. But like to post quite often, so you can follow for all updates and news and content on any of those platforms.
Oh, that's awesome. So final message from you to all the women out there, you know, since Women's Day is here, what's your message to them?
So yes, to all the women out there, you know, always fight for what you believe in. Go after your dreams. You can achieve anything that you set your mind to and that you're passionate about. Don't let anyone tell you otherwise. And something I always believe as well, you know, women support other women. You know, we're all stronger together, and it's great to, you know, have women supporting other women. So, yeah, have a great Women's Day, and, yeah.
Oh, that was just beautiful right there. CCV, thank you very much for having a chat with me.
Thank you so much.
The pleasure is all mine. Yep, and that was CCV herself. You know how it is. She is amazing indeed, and she told you exactly where you can find her. But the one thing for sure which you can do for me is stay tuned right here to VIP Access, the most exclusive party in Central South Africa.
VIP Access with Lucius Matumi on OFM.